At a press conference, Toyota spokesman Mike Michael said the carmaker's engineers thoroughly examined the Prius driven by James Sykes and found it to be working perfectly.
Toyota believes there are significant inconsistencies between the account of the event of March 8th and the findings of this investigation.
Last week, Sykes called 911 to say his car was speeding out of control. With the help of a highway patrol officer, he was able to stop the vehicle. Toyota says during the 24-minute incident, Sykes never tried to put the car in neutral or turn off the ignition. Michael says if the gas pedal had been stuck, as Sykes claimed, the car's safety system would have immediately shut down the engine as soon as he stepped on the brake. Michael says that's what happened when Toyota investigators tested the car.
To say this incident was sensationalized would be an enormous understatement. Jumping to conclusions is dangerous, and investigations should be allowed to take their course.
Federal regulators also said its investigators could not replicate the incident as described by Sykes. An attorney for Sykes says he will not comment until federal safety officials conclude their investigation. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.